brought to you by GMSDC Radio and broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Let's Talk Small Business with your host, Stacy Key.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk Small Business, the new talk radio show dedicated to small business owners and entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Stacy Key, the president and CEO of the fabulous Georgia Minority Supplier Development Council, commonly known as GMSDC, one of Georgia's leading small business development organizations. I am extremely excited to be launching our Let's Talk Small Business show in the middle of National Small Business Week. And here with me as our co-host is Veronica Maldonado, Program Director of the Georgia Mentor Protege Connection. Veronica, here we are. We are here finally launching the show.
Finally here. You've said it, Stacy. We've been working so hard behind the scenes to make this day, this concept, and this show come to fruition. So I'm excited to be here sharing this platform with you and sharing with all of our listeners what you and I do on a daily basis and the resources that are available out there for the small business community. As you mentioned, I'm Program Director of the Georgia Mentor Protege Connection, a small business development program in partnership with the state of Georgia and Georgia Tech Enterprise Innovation Institute. It was the first state-sponsored mentor-protege program in the nation, and now it's under GMSDC's educational arm, the Georgia Education Foundation. What do? We match small businesses with large corporations for 12 months of mentorship and development, and that's what we're primarily going to be discussing about on this platform, Stacy. So let's share with them what they can look forward to with Let's Talk Small Business for the weeks to come.
You're right. Let's Talk Small Business is a weekly dialogue about the engine of American commerce, small business. It's been said that as small business goes, so goes America. But what are the factors and forces driving this all-important segment? Even though the majority of new jobs are created by small businesses, our culture often focuses on corporations and government when searching for solutions to economic issues. This show will redirect that dialogue and shift the paradigm to explore the places where the rubber meets the road, America's small businesses. So we're going to take the time and talk about and focus on small business. So first of all, let's talk about GMSDC and let's talk about Stacy Key. So Stacy Key, that's me, who will be hosting your radio show about small business. Simply put, small business is my passion. I'm an entrepreneur and a small business practitioner, and with many years of corporate experience in my past life. So let me tell you, on a day-to-day basis, I spend my time helping small businesses grow. My day-to-day job is at GMSDC, which is focused on certifying small businesses, helping them develop their capability and capacities, and then connecting them with opportunities to do business with corporations and government agencies that need their goods and services. I've seen American businesses from all sides, and I'm excited about sharing my expertise with all of you in this platform, Let's Talk Small Business. So, Veronica, small business, let's talk small business.
Let's talk. So we definitely want to make sure that our listeners put every Tuesday morning at 11:30 a.m. on Business Radio X on their calendar to tune in each and every week. Because as you mentioned, we're going to be talking about a plethora of different resources and issues going on and current events in the small business community. And today, because of National Small Business Week and the launch of our show, we have with us an awesome guest, Mr. Cassius Butts, the Regional Administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration. He's a presidential appointee who drives small business initiatives for the southeastern United States, and he's really doing some incredible things.
Yeah.
We'll hear more about him in just a little bit. But as far as the different elements across the business spectrum and the kind of the format of the show, Stacy, why don't we share with our listeners what they can look forward to?
Yes, we're going to kick it off today, as you said, with Cassius, who's pretty incredible as we talk about National Small Business Week. But you're right, some of the other elements that we're going to talk about are pretty exciting. We're going to have dynamic co-hosts. We're going to have you. We're going to have others that will be a part of the show. We're going to have interesting interviews. We're going to have C-suite executives come and talk about various topics and issues. issues. We're going to have high profile guests. We're going to have business owners come and profile their business and talk about how they've grown their business. We're going to have technology. We're going to have marketing strategies. We're going to talk about diversity and supply diversity and how that impacts. We're going to even pull in Wall Street legislation. We're going to talk about technology and industry trends. We're going to talk about all of the issues from soup to nuts that impact small business. We're going to leave no stone unturned.
And that's for sure.
Yeah, we're going to cover it all. This is the place that small businesses can come and entrepreneurs can come to talk about the issues, learn about what's going on in the small business arena. No other place that you can go and find it, but you're going to find it here on Let's Talk Small Business.
So as you mentioned, we've got a lot of information and inspiration in store for you. And the short answer is it affects small businesses. So we'll cover it and Let's Talk Small Business. Now, this program wouldn't take place without some major sponsors and supporters, right, Stacey?
Yes. So we are very fortunate to have some very strong supporters of GMSDC and of Let's Talk Small Business. We've got some incredible sponsors such as the Coca-Cola Company, Georgia Power, Ronstadt, Cox Enterprise Companies, all strong supporters of GMSDC and strong supporters of some small business. So we want to thank them for their continued support, thank them for being a part of as we launch this, and we look forward to including them as we go forward and continue to bring you programming around Let's Talk Small Business. So today, again, our powerhouse guest as we kick this off is Mr. Cassius Butts, the regional administrator for the Small Business Administration, one of the largest and most visible small business organizations in the world. This week marks the observance of National Small Business Week across the country. We're looking forward to hearing about all the fabulous things that are going on in SBA. And so with that, let's start with Mr. Butts as we talk about SBA. So let's bring on Mr. Cassius Butts as we talk about National Small Business Week.
So welcome to Let's Talk, Cassius.
Welcome. Thank you for having me here.
Absolutely. So we mentioned earlier, you're appointed to this position by President Obama, have a lot of experience in the small business sector and arena, and are an entrepreneur yourself. Give us an overview of who Cassius Butts is, and we'll move into the Small Businesses Administration, its purpose, its goal, and this entire National Small Business Week initiative.
Well, first of all, thank you very much, Stacey and Veronica, really having me here today and really to talk about SBA. Really talking about me is really just talking about SBA. I was appointed a couple years ago by President Obama to be the eyes and ears of the SBA for the Southeastern region. 8 states, 9 district offices. So ironically, Vic mentioned earlier, my home probably looks spotless. He's right, because I'm never there. But it's a good thing because I'm out trying to help people to realize their entrepreneurial dreams. And Stacey had mentioned earlier, we really want to try to support this business community. 98% of the economy is run off of small business. We provide access to capital, contracting, and counseling opportunities, as well as disaster. And so, you know, we're very fortunate to be in a place to help see what really drives the economy, which is small business. And our district offices, you know, are really thriving right now. This is Small Business Week, National Small Business Week. And this is the best part about it, is honoring those people who are making a difference in the small business community. And we had the kickoff yesterday in San Francisco. Our administrator, Maria Contreras-Sweet, was there to kick it off. We also are going to be moving forward to Kansas City, Boston, New York, and Washington, D.C. is going to announce the National Small Business Person of the Year. So we're excited about it and looking very forward to seeing that happen.
You know, Cassius, SBA has a really rich history. I was doing a little research, and can you talk a little bit about SBA, its history, its purpose, you know, some of the things that it's designed to do in supporting small businesses?
Sure. So we do not actually make the loans directly. We insure the loans. So if you're looking to start and grow your own business and you're looking for access to capital, we're an agency that is now cabinet level. President Obama realized that the economy is ran off of small business, and having that importance, he, of course, he already knew that, but knowing the importance of it, he raised it to cabinet level, meaning that we're in a position to help to support many of the places that you see every day, whether it's a dental office, or if it is a local store that has office supplies, or right here at Business Radio X. It's a small business radio, a small business. We're here to provide access to capital as well as counseling opportunities. We also have a contracting component. Our signature 8A product is in place to help you over 9 years to start and grow and to be mentored by a prime Stacey, I know you know a lot about that. A lot of folks are familiar with you or at GMSDC. But we think that SBA is here to support you. And the best part about it, there's no cost. We could not do without our resource partners, our small business development centers and our women business centers, as well as SCORE. SCORE is a group of retired executives. This is their 50th anniversary.
Wow.
In place, Veronica. Yeah, 50 years. And that is huge. And we've got a new person who's leading that SCORE chapter, Dr. Robert Yancey. Bob Yancey is leading that here in Atlanta. And we're so excited about that. And we've got a lot of people supporting. And we're hearing a lot of people writing about it, talking about it. Folks, Ed Baker over at Business Chronicle had talked a lot about it. Maria Porter has talked about it in her report. We're excited. It's thriving. And really, small business is big business. And that's what I like to kind of just let folks know.
I like that. Small business is big business.
So, absolutely.
Yeah, driving the economy. Look at that. Look at that. So, Cassius, as you talked about some of the resources you talked about, can you talk a little bit about the impact small businesses having on the overall economy?
Sure. Great. Now, we've had some record-breaking years within Region 4. We backed $4.6 billion, billion with a B. Within the southeastern region. Never been done before in history.
That's an impressive number.
Oh, man, let me tell you about it. I'm still amazed every time I see it myself. But right here in Georgia, we back over $1.4 billion this past fiscal year. And so we're proud about that. And so when people talk about is business happening, you can look outside and look at the windows. You can see the cranes moving again.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. You
know what I mean?
You see that growth going on in Georgia.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of growth going on. If you can see it picking up.
You sure can.
You can tell.
And so we're excited. And so when you see those cranes moving, you see the folks going in and out of the hardware stores, you really get excited because you realize that the economy is back on its feet. And so we're very excited about that. This administration, this president, has put this agency in a position to support our economy, and we're very proud of. And we know it's not the ideal place, but we're back to that place of recovery. The best part about it, is, as far as what I do, Veronica, back to what you mentioned, is I don't look at things from left or right or red, blue. I look at one color, that's green.
Access. I like that color. The green is a really good color.
Really good
great color.
Mm-hmm. Real, it's great color. And it goes good on everyone.
That's right. That's right. You wear it well.
Yeah, that's all you can do. So this is not what you would consider your mother or father's SBA. We're a vibrant agency, and we're making a lot of positive things happen.
And changing lives and changing families, because when green is around for everybody, you know, we're really impacting on such a broader level. So it's wonderful to hear that, you know, the energy and the resources available through the Small Business Administration. And I guess, Stacey, you have...
I was going to say, what kind of small business growth or industry trends, anything you're seeing around that, Cassius, in terms of that?
Great question. So we were just recently... at another location here in metropolitan Atlanta this morning, and we were talking about some of the trends, just what you just mentioned. Mm-hmm. What is huge right now is really a lot of the incubators, a lot of the young entrepreneurs are coming together to talk about different creative ideas of how to start and have their own business. So Michael Trevani is a person who was a small business owner who's done some really great things, Scout Mob. He kicked off our Yes Young Entrepreneur Summit a couple years ago, and he just started to open up an incubator in Buckhead. And so you see those trends, and it's housing a lot of small business owners are saying, hey, I'm trying to start off, my business. I need to be around some other people who are doing the same things. And they have some mentors along the way. So technology, a lot of technology is huge. And we're very proud about that because, of course, metropolitan Atlanta, Georgia is known for a lot of the IT initiatives that are taking place. And we're proud to say that we're in a position to help them to grow their business. And, you know, we think between IT, manufacturing is up. It's huge as well. And as well as retail. You can always look at any store if you go up and down Peachtree Street and wonder, how did they get started? A lot of times they've had counseling through us or with us.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So share with us, you know, being that it's National Small Business Week, what's going on this week resource-wise that maybe you guys are launching or some different resources that you want to make sure that the business community is aware of during this week?
Sure. And thank you, Veronica. Of course, you know, we would like for you to follow us at SBA.gov. And, of course, we tweet SBA Southeast, and I tweet myself at Cassius Butts. And I always,
so you're tweeting.
You know.
You're tweeting. Okay.
believe it or not, you know, I was late to the game of tweeting. I have to give credit to our regional communications director, Lola Kress.
As you should. Let me tell you, Lola, yeah. Everybody needs a Lola, okay?
They
let me just
do.
Say that out loud. Everybody needs a Lola.
They do. They do. There's only one Lola, though. She makes it happen. So I started tweeting. Here's the best part about it. If you have a smartphone, right, you can download the SBA app and for free, and it will put you within a 25-mile radius of the closest SBA district office or small business development center or SCORD chapter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is a phenomenal tool.
That is a good tool.
Yeah. So we're excited about that. And so during that, tweeting on Facebook, access on Facebook as well. And going back to Veronica, what we were talking about, what's trending? Stacey, technology and social media and folks who are involved in that area, it's huge. Right here at Business Radio X, and we're glad to be here with you guys because if it's not for you, you're providing a platform for people to hear about how to start and grow your business. And so we're very excited and we're very fortunate to be in this position.
Excellent. Let me mention, you talked about SCORE, and we're going to, as part of our this is a two-part series for our listeners. This is a two-part series with Cassius. That the second part, we're going to talk about all the programs and initiatives. But when you talk about SCORE and the resources under SCORE, I've heard about the SCORE resources, and I really want you just to take a minute to explore just a tiny bit about the resources under SCORE, just as part of this segment.
Sure. SCORE is, you know, just to take a step back, is a group of retired executives who have been in the industry for years and have decided to come back and, you know, to educate and to mentor many of the folks who are looking to start and grow their own business. And, you know, we're very proud to have a SCORE to be a resource partner to SBA. They really are in a position to mentor young entrepreneurs as well as seasoned entrepreneurs. Stacey, I'm glad you even brought that because, you know, you can be less seasoned or more seasoned, but you can always be in a position to receive counseling.
Okay. We're going to, in our part two segment, we're going to make sure that we really explore all the pieces of SCORE because I think there's an opportunity for us to partner more closely and try to leverage that from a more mentoring perspective to help some of our small business owners really grow. So I think we want to explore that going forward.
Yeah.
So as we talked about the small business trends and what you're seeing and the great resources, the new app that's out there that I'm sure everyone is going to go out and download.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the federal procurement side of SBA?
Sure. So we try to get folks in a position to realize that you have a product, right? And we try to remind them that the federal government is the largest purchaser of goods and services in the world.
Based on my tax bill, I can believe that. Yes, I agree with that. Uh-huh.
In the world. And so one thing that we do, we try to remind people that there are opportunities that exist right in front of you.
Yeah.
We talk about that at our district office, but we also rely on our resource partners like the Georgia Tech Procurement Technical Assistance Center, which is huge. If you're looking to get involved in procurement or government contracting at the local level, state level, or federal level, they can help you. Mm-hmm. And many times at no cost. You know, and that's the best part about it, Stacey, is that people realize, well, where do I go? How do I get involved? And this is what we do. We provide that information for them. And so definitely sign up and make an appointment to go visit the folks over there because they're ready and waiting to get you to that next part of procurement.
Isn't it, I think their website is maybe gtpac.org. Perhaps.
Yeah.
And it is an amazing resource. We also utilize that resource through the Georgia Education Foundation and the program. And what's so paramount, I think, for a lot of these small businesses that see that big dollar figure of opportunity that's out there in the federal contracting spectrum, and they get all gooey-eyed about the opportunity. But the reality is that federal is not for everybody. And GTPAC has a great kind of like 101 class,
right.
where you can determine, is your business really positioned, and you know, is that a route that you should be taking? So again, absolutely great resource to share with our folks and listeners today.
Yeah, that's a great point, Veronica, because a lot of people will see that opportunity, but one mistake that you can make is getting that opportunity and not being able to finish it.
You know what? And that brings up a very good point, Cassius. As you think about small businesses and where they are today, in terms of their readiness, what couple of points or things are you seeing in terms of their readiness overall in terms of small businesses, in terms of as a whole?
Sure. And we just talk about being ready. It's first to come with a sound business plan. And if you don't have one, you can go to SBA.gov and go to our templates. We have a five template sheet that can help you to prepare your business plan. And when you get that prepared, you can come meet with one of our SCORE counselors or one of our Small Business Development Center representatives who can help you with that. When you're also talking about access to capital, you want to know what is going to be needed to acquire that loan. And we can walk you through that process. We can talk to you about it before applying for the actual loan, Stacey, which is huge. A lot of times people say, well, I applied for a loan and I got turned down. So, well, how was your business plan? You know, what type of research did you have in place? And so we want to direct folks to talk to our representatives at the Georgia District Office, as well as the Small Business Development Center and the Women Business Center as well, which is huge, including SCORE, to talk about your business plan. And, you know, another huge point, a lot of people make a huge mistake by thinking and going into it by themselves. And I would tell people all the time, do not go into business by yourself. Have someone to bounce the ideas off of. I mean, you can have the $1 million idea, right? But if you don't bounce it off with someone and say, hey, you know what, why don't you kind of bring that talent down to about a $500,000 idea?
Right.
You know, and it's okay because it's a starting place. Sometimes it could be a $10,000 or a $5,000 idea, but just have a starting point, but something that's very realistic and obtainable.
That's a great point, you know, and one of the pieces that we heard from Dr. Gravely at the GMSDC Expo was, you know, it's an amazing minority-owned business that has serial businesses, and one of the points that he had mentioned in his talk was precisely what you are mentioning about an advisory board or being able to bounce back and having someone keep that small business owner accountable.
Yes.
You know, to their vision, their business plan, their strategic plan. It's a critical factor, and even through you know, an assessment that we did the other day with one of our MBEs and proteges in the program, they also, you know, needed someone to keep them accountable.
Yeah.
and say, hey, you're kind of getting in the way of yourself, and you need someone to be able to tell you that.
You know, it's I you know, I often think about things that just make me laugh sometimes. Sometimes you have a long day, you know, and then something came to mind where we were talking about what folks need when they need access. Everyone doesn't need $1 million. So if you guys, you remember George Jefferson from the Jeffersons, you know, he was a thousandaire. You know, he was a thousandaire.
What is that supposed to mean? I don't actually get that. What does that mean?
You know, he wasn't a millionaire.
He was a thousandaire.
Okay.
Perfect. A thousandaire.
He was so happy about him being a thousandaire. He had a museum about himself and everything. It was great, but it was a funny show. But the point is that not everyone needs $1 million.
Yeah.
You know, we have products like our microloans that, you know, will give you the opportunity to apply for a $50,000 loan. A $75,000 loan. And right now, which is huge, we have up until September of this year, there are zero fees on SBA loans for up to $150,000 right now. Zero fees, Stacey. So it.
Zero?
Huge, zero. Like zero. Like one
zero.
Minus.
No fine print. No, look, no fine print. You know.
Zilch.
Zero. And if you're a veteran, and you want a loan up to $350,000, zero fees right now. With SBA.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, so we're really excited about that.
But you know what? A lot of these things people don't know about. See, that's why Let's Talk Small Business is going to be critical.
Absolutely.
Because that's how the message is going to get out there.
And we want to delve more into that in our second part segment.
Yeah.
Because
that's zero. You know, when you say zero interest, that's incredible. Nowhere else can you get those kinds of rates.
Wow.
Nowhere.
Yeah. So, and just because we're going to start wrapping up in a little while, I think one of the questions that we definitely want to make sure that we address here is, a few weeks ago, the SBA celebrated Georgia Small Business Week.
Yep.
With a special award ceremony.
Yes.
So tell us about that event and the awards.
Well, we were very excited. We had 10 business winners within the state of Georgia. We were at the Villa Christina. And we had the folks from the Georgia Lender Quality Circle who were a part of that. And we're very proud about the folks at the Georgia Lender Quality Circle because they put on a great show. They honor our lenders, which is huge because a lot of times they may not get the acknowledgement. Sure. So I want to say a shout out to all the lenders. I can't name them all, but I can name some of them who have really done some really cool things. But we want to make sure that these small business owners are getting their just due. And that program was great. We have one person who's going to compete for the National Small Business Person of the Year that is coming up. And so we're very excited about that. And so leading up even to Small Business Week, watching what we're doing now, you can, again, watch our webinars that is taking place this week. You know, today is Voluntary Benefits for Employees 101, and that's today at 4 o'clock. Yeah, you can actually watch that today. This week on Friday, we have supplier registration is still open for National Small Business Week matchmaking event in D.C. if you're considering to go there. But so we want to make sure that people know that this is a huge effort. I can say that it would – some of these things, Veronica, as you already know, would not happen had it not been for Stacey being the leader that she is for GMSDC and what you're doing.
Thank you, Mr. Butts. I truly appreciate that.
We appreciate
wow,
that with you.
Look at that.
Well, you
I'm
know,
feeling
hey,
feeling the love.
You got Absolutely. To. We did a MOU, a strategic alliance memorandum.
Did.
Yeah.
Several years ago, we did that MOU. It was his visionary leadership that brought that to the table and suggested that we pull our resources together. So it's his leadership that really, really brought that to the table.
That's awesome. And so all of this is unfolding as a result of that.
Yes.
To some extent.
Well, you know, it's great timing too because
excellent timing.
You have a new place that you're in right now,
our new home.
You have a new home,
and our. You know what? This is a perfect time because as you're talking about all your programs, which we'll do in the next segment, mm-hmm. The Business Development Center, the BDC, which is going to be opening up at the end of this month, the GMSDC's Business Development Center, all of the SCORE and all of those resources that we're talking about from SBA, we want to really talk about how we offer some of those things at our BDC as well.
Yeah.
Because, we've got the perfect spot for an extension, like an SBA, an extension office, you know, over at the BDC. That's how we want to posture.
Absolutely.
You think I can get a corner office over there?
Yes, that's exactly what we want to do.
Okay.
SBA extension office over at GMSDC.
And it's MARTA user friendly too,
that's
right?
Exactly. MARTA runs right underneath our office.
Yeah, that's right. You can jump right off and get some counseling there as well.
Exactly.
And we're designing an app.
We have an app where you can see that app can tie right to SBA as well. Ooh.
See, this is some
see
good
all
stuff.
The synergy there?
Some good
see,
stuff.
We're all tied together.
But Stacey, I would be remiss if I did not mention and let the listeners know to work with the Georgia District Office.
Absolutely.
To nominate next year's small business winner for next year. And that's how you do it. You work with the Georgia District Office to work with them and to let them know this cool things that are going on. And so we're just excited to be in a place where we've got an organization with you, Stacey and Veronica, that is open to small business. I kind of like that. You like that, Vic?
Open to small business sounds really good.
I like that.
Yes.
I like that. Okay, that might be. Okay, anyway, so. Yeah, I'm going to have to write that down.
Open to small business.
What are the categories? Can you kind of, I know, small business of the year. I'm sorry. I may have thrown him a loop here. I apologize.
No. That's fine. We try to recognize everyone from our Small Business Development Center, like we did earlier, which was at Kennesaw State University. Mm-hmm. We were very excited, very happy about that. We like to recognize our lenders. We have a lot of the lenders who were very much involved with a lot of that process. Our veterans as well. Our veterans are actually nominated by their peers and by the folks from the Georgia District Office. We have a women business segment. We also have the Young Entrepreneur of the Year, the Minority Entrepreneur of the Year, and of course the Media Champion. So I have to kind of throw that out. Now I'm going to maybe have a nomination in place now. I'm good friend Mike Laurie here at Business X. I mean, that's media. Right here.
Absolutely.
And they're providing the platform. You know, we're excited. We're happy about that. So,
you know what? Actually, one of our very own was selected as the Minority Advocate of the Year. I believe Ken Huff was our former
Ken
chair
was.
Of the board.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes,
that's right.
Of Georgia Power was selected as the Minority Advocate of the Year. So one of our very own was selected and honored at that event. So we're very, very proud of that.
And we'll make sure as well for the next year to
we're
have some information.
We're dominating. nominating
to have some information about the nomination and the great opportunity that, you know, and the visibility that it provides to these small businesses and the small business champions. So kudos to everybody.
Yeah, kudos to SBA for that recognition.
Well, you know, we want to make sure that everyone is touched and have an opportunity. Our Export of the Year is huge. We can't direct or steer at SBA, which is why we can't mention all of the financial institutions. But I can tell you that the financial institutions are huge. Without them, the entrepreneurs would not be in a place to be nominated to thrive. So very much thank you for them and kudos to them as well.
So,
well, Cassius, well, again, as we're wrapping up, I want to thank you for joining us today. As mentioning to our listeners, this is a one of a two-part series that we will have with Cassius. The second part will be on the programs and initiatives of the SBA, and so which will be aired for next week.
Yes.
And then also, too, I want to also mention that in working with SBA and many of our other partners, that the month of May has been declared by our Governor Nathan Deal as Small Business Month for the state of Georgia. Mm-hmm. And so throughout this whole month, there will be a series of small business activities going on throughout the state. And this week, again, is the National Small Business Week. So we're very honored to be kicking off Let's Talk Small Business doing this week and enjoying lots of activities and really honoring and supporting small businesses for all that they do to drive the Georgia economy and the national economy. So as small business goes, so goes America.
Right.
So again, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Being here a part of it. We look forward to part two with Mr. Cassius Butts of SBA. And thank you to our listeners for joining us as we kick off Let's Talk Small Business. And we look forward to you joining us next week at the same time, 11:30. So please make sure you join us at Business Radio X.
And we'll see you next week, 11:30 a.m. Put it on the calendar.